The rest of the story. They call them headhunters, recruiters for various corporations, concerns. They haunt the halls of higher and lower education in search of new talent to bring aboard. Never before have headhunters worked so hard, for in such periods of high employment, it is the employers who must go begging, while prospective employees just sit back and pick and choose and smile. And yet, there is one job for which the highly educated still aggressively campaign. There's one career so attractive that more than 2,000 new college graduates apply each year to fill a mere 24 positions. Otherwise, today's college grads have it made. Pursued as star athletes are sought by scouts for the majors. Incentives include staggering six-figure starting salaries, signing bonuses, stock options, relocation packages, vacations, education, profit sharing, and a vast variety of perks, including club memberships and company condos and hot new cars. But there's one irresistible occupation for which the best and the brightest still fiercely compete. Such is the thrill of entering it. Meanwhile, University of California MBA candidates are lured into the workplace a full year before they are expected to graduate. University of Texas electrical engineering majors are receiving as many as 10 job offers before the diplomas are even in their hands. And everywhere, computer-smart young men and women are being snatched up by the dot-coms, enticed with fabulous salaries while the high school band is still pomp and circumstancing. However, there's one exclusive profession the college diplomas are still chasing. For recent college graduates, by the thousands, are climbing over one another to join an elite corps of 24, which comprises the commanders of the fleet. The fleet is made up of 8 high-tech craft, each carrying a crew of 3. Crewmen and women become celebrities. They're hounded for autographs, awakened in their hotel rooms in the middle of the night for a handshake or a keepsake. Recruiters for the fleet do visit college campuses nationwide, but mainly to explain the requisite training. For many whose campuses are not visited, go to great lengths to apply. It is so exciting, you see, sitting at the controls of that 27-foot, 5-ton beauty with its computerized navigational system, its external cameras. There's even a complete entertainment system with a color TV inside and an FM radio transmitter to communicate with passing vehicles from coast to coast and past. Graduates and graduating are being ardently courted and coaxed into the most prestigious and highest-paying profession in the nation. Yet there's one job that employers don't have to implore to fill, one so desired so desperately that 80 times more candidates seek it than get it. For out there somewhere on the highways and the byways of America are cruising, touring, 8 uniquely designed, supremely attention-getting craft piloted by teams of 3. They've been around since 1936, but they've never been hotter. The ultimate promotional vehicle, shaped like a hot dog. So what do thousands of this year and every year's college graduates want most? They want to drive the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile. And now you know the rest of the story.